Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's Tuesdays. And Linda's off on Tuesdays, as we all know. She's on assignment. And today I have Mike Huber, a friend of mine from State Granite, who said, yeah, I'll sit in if I can get up at 7, and he did.
I did.
You
amazing.
Did. Yeah, thanks for being here, buddy. Hey, it's the 16th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone line 0605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I checked the stream. It's working. The chat room is up.
Yay.
And working. And good morning to Jimmy. How you doing? And the other Bob. So good morning to everybody. And what's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at 37 degrees out at the airport currently, but mostly clear. I came from the airport on my way in. There was some low-lying fog, some patches of fog in that area, and I did have to defrost my windshield. So if you are headed out from that direction this morning, make sure you allow a little extra time on your way out. But we are looking at a high of 61 today and tomorrow, with our next chance of rain coming Thursday into Friday. And then we're looking at a pretty clear weekend with highs near 73, 72 by next Monday and Tuesday.
Well, you know, the one thing I've noticed, except the fact that the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Reach them at 365-3793. In fact, the owner, Chuck Kinney, the founder of Shasta Gas Propane, will be our guest because he's got a special announcement and a gift for a very lucky person. So pay attention to this. And you've got to be a veteran, though, and because it's for specifics. Kim Chamberlain is going to join us also because the Korean War veterans are giving away the South Korea. I'm not gonna ruin her little thing that she does because she's gonna call on. But
and by the way, it's pea soup in Palo Cedro right now.
Pea soup in Palo Cedro, huh? Wow.
It's foggy down there.
Down there. Well, the other day it was really foggy here. Okay. Hey, many of you have heard us talk about Elk Killer and Snooky, our dog. And last night we had to say goodbye. She 12 years old and we found out yesterday had cancer because she's kind of hidden it all this time. And so we had to say goodnight to Snooky yesterday. I can't say enough about Reading Veterinary Clinic and Dr. Bond and his whole staff. They've treated her since she's been a patient there since she was a puppy. They had a puppy picture of her that they gave us. You know, they just took off their files. And it was sweet. And then so it was, as you can imagine, in the Bott house last night was not a night of frivolity. So she was a good dog. She was a great dog.
She will be remembered.
She will. Did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You've been over our house before. Oh, yeah. You're holding the dog. You know, this is the kind of dog, if there was a, you know, that Linda and I would put on, we would offer a dinner for Turtle Bay. And then people would buy this dinner for Turtle Bay to raise money. And it was usually a paella dinner. We've had all different groups of people come into our home that, you know, that paid, you know, paid an enormous amount of money for my paella. And one night I remember this part, this was a wild and crazy group. And instead of having port for after dinner drinks, it was scotch. So you can imagine. Anyway, there was Snooky at the table, being passed from person to person around the table. She was loving it, you know. So
can't do that with my dog.
Can't do that with your dog. No, you can't do that with your dog.
Get on your lap.
Yeah. But what is it about 100-pound dogs that want to be lap dogs?
And they don't shed. They're great.
Oh.
And their personality to boot. So
what kind of dog do you got?
I have a Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle. Oh, that's right. And it's a beautiful. Oh, and he's friendly.
He's 6, and he thinks he's 2. And
yeah. What's getting in your lap?
Yes.
Well, see, she doesn't really. If you picked her up, put her in your lap, she'd stay there for a few minutes, and then, you know, because she was her own dog. And yet, you know, and she was like 15 pounds. So then you see your Labradoodle. It's 100 pounds. That will claw into your lap any chance it gets.
His head is big, almost as big as she was.
Yeah, as big as she was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But listen, hey, she will remember it. And I know everyone out there is going to be.
Anybody that, you know what?
You know, we love you guys.
It was good thoughts. It was just, no, but you know what? She was, you have, we were talking, of course, about her. And we couldn't think of any time that she was a, you know, that she did something like she wasn't destructive. Mm-hmm. The only thing she did was chew on my door one time because we closed the door and we were having one of those get-togethers. We were afraid that she'd get outside. Well, no, she just wanted to be in the middle of everybody, and where she would lay down underneath the table so she wouldn't be stepped on. So, okay. There's certain days. What day is this known for?
We are looking at National Almond Day, which is one of my favorite flavors.
We love almonds.
Of them.
Do a grouch a favor day.
Okay, Huber, you get a favor today. Here's your favor. You're on the show.
And, of course, it is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras.
Ooh. You know what? Let me tell you where I was so focused when I was in the military. I was working on this project. This was my last tour. Well, it wasn't my last tour. I thought it was my last tour. Marine Corps has got a strange sense of humor. And we were working on this, and the people from this lab, and I'm trying to remember the lab, but the lab's in Mississippi. Stennis, I don't know, it was named after one of their senators. Hey, come on down, and we want to show you all these things that we've accomplished for this project. And I had other things on the West Coast going at the same time. I said, well, I'll swing through on the way back. And it was Fat Tuesday. It was going to be down there like on a Monday. And there I was literally 30 miles away from New Orleans, where we could have gone down there, seen everything, and been down there and wandered down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. This is how focused I was. Didn't even know it.
Well, I was there. And
where are you from, Mardi Gras?
I was in the Army. We went down. I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana. We went down for one day.
One day. Is that all it took?
That's
is that all
took.
They would let you out for?
And we were in trouble because one of my guys got stabbed, and that was not a good thing. So, long story.
As long as it wasn't by one of your other guys.
No.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break because we got lots of things to talk about. And you know what? This is open line until Kim Chamberlain comes on. And then, so if you've got some things that you want to talk about, you know, and I've got some questions here, and I have some things I want to talk about, and I'm sure Mike does. So we're going to take a quick break here. And our, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is one of the reasons that I think that, you know, you stay healthy if you get a good night's sleep. And a good night's sleep for us has been Sleep Number for the last 5 or 6 years. I can't say enough about it, about the bed. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was 50, and Linda's Sleep Number setting was 45.
I was 100.
You have a Sleep Number, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because of you. And Griffin sleeps on their side, and he sleeps at a 60. I'm weird. I know. I have to sleep hard. That's why I bought the bed. I couldn't find a bed hard enough, so I had to go sleep in a room, jack it to 100.
Well, you know, you can sleep. I've slept on 100. But you know what? After, you know, if you get used to a certain, because I'll forget to do the adjustment at night. And I'll adjust Linda's, and then I'll wander away and come back while hers is adjusting, and I'll just get in bed.
And I bought a local from the day. They're great.
They're good people down there. Well, you know what? That's, you know, when you get another endorsement, you say, well, Carl, they're paying you because they're advertising. Well, they do advertise, but the bed is great.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
I couldn't talk about it. If I couldn't sleep on that bed.
I've been searching.
Because being in the military, we slept in so many horrible places. I slept on the side of a mountain before. I mean, no, the side of a mountain before. And and that's not fun because I kept thinking, well, what if this doesn't work? At 2 o'clock in the morning, did I put that in there? Did I put that in there right? So, anyway, but a Sleep Number bed gives you the ability to adjust. You sleep a lot better on it. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, which adjusts to you as you move during the night for proven quality sleep. Don't miss out on the President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on limited edition smart beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. It ends yesterday. And only at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number. You're subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. And visit sleepnumber.com for more information. We'll be right back after these messages.
Down in New Orleans where the blues were born, it takes a cool cat to blow a horn. On the side in Rampart Street, the combos play with a mambo beat. The Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo, mambo, mambo. Mardi Gras mambo.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There is a house.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. There is a house in Redding, California. It's known as the Huber's Rising Sun.
Oh, stop it.
Mike Huber. That's right, you sold that house. Do they know what happened in that house?
Nothing. Things new.
I'm sorry. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We got open line going right now. If you've got some things in your mind you'd like to stuck in your craw, you'd like to get out, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means, it's easier to do. It's less intrusive, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. And then they've just introduced the TAVR valve replacement, where you used to have to cut your chest open. And we used to call, chest crackers, be there. What do you do, chest cracker? Oh, okay. Gas passer. Oh, okay. And that was just in my platoon. No, they can go in and replace the valve. I know you listen to the show. They can go in and replace a valve in your heart without opening your chest.
And I've seen those scars. Those are nasty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to open heart surgery. He told me. He had it when he was young. And now he's a workout fiend. And he just says, he went in, he was able to see one of them, too. A doctor brought him in, the patient said it was okay, and watched it. And now, though, it just goes right up an artery, replaces the valve, you're up that day, and you're in your home the next day. Jeez.
I'm looking forward to
Regional Medical. No, I'm not looking forward to it. But you know what? If I live long enough, we live long enough, replacement's going to go in a couple tubes in you. Oh, yeah, we sucked out that other heart and stuck one in there and inflated it.
They stopped my dad's heart at least once a year and get him going again.
Oh, wow. Hey, local news. It keeps talking about is Shasta County, up for a recall of the supervisors. What's your thoughts on that?
I think a lot of people are out there wondering the same thing. Like, what is going on? Like, we have elected these people and they don't even get out and talk to us. Like, who represents us? Like, business owners. Are they getting out in the community and really figuring out, are you going to dinner and checking things out with our community? What are we talking about? We have very little faith in our leadership as in the county, in the state, and now in our Banana Republic government. So,
maybe it's because I'm coming from a different perspective a little bit here, we have a radio station, but we've asked, when we ask people to come on, they'll come on. And Joe Comini's been on a couple of times. We've had, of course, Patrick Jones, Les Ball. Maybe it's time to call, maybe try to get Leonard Modi on now.
No.
And see what Leonard says, because Leonard's kind of, it's kind of coalescing. It's two against two now, where it used to be four against one. Now it's two against two with Joe Comente being the swing vote. He's like Justice Roberts.
Why are there these little cliques? Why don't we just come together and really be common sense about this and figure this thing out?
I never could figure out why you closed down. And now I realize Mary Rickert has bad asthma problems. So something like COVID that could be a big one for her.
Okay. Well, she can zoom in.
But she could zoom in.
Yeah.
But it seems to me if you have the people, why can't the people, and this is for the city too, step into a microphone that's well over 60 feet away from everybody. If they don't want a mask outside, that's totally up to them. But when they come in and they speak, then they sanitize the, just like we do. You sanitize the mic after each speaker, which is easy to do.
The optics.
And then still be there and still be able to voice their opinions.
And the optics to the public, the people that are looking at this, were wondering.
I never could figure out why they did that.
What's going on?
Well, and what that does is it just gives fodder to people who are already incensed about the fact that all these businesses are shut down, that our schools are shut down. And our schools are not shut down. But they are on a hybrid system. Some of them on a hybrid system. Some of them going to school full time.
The good ones are.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
they're still doing it.
I don't think Reading Christian has shut down, but I'm not sure.
Yes,
I shouldn't just say that.
And,
you know, but, and so some of them are hybrids and this. And now you got Fauci and other people saying, open the schools up. And the teachers' unions in some areas are saying, no, no, we can't do that. And he says, you don't have to have all the teachers.
You notice teacher unions are all sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and they get to do whatever they want.
Large. The teachers union, and first of all, let me just give you know, my background is I have my degree in education. Frankly, never taught until I came back from Iraq this last time. Then I was a substitute teacher. Now, I taught every day. It was a different place every day, sometimes the same place, 2 days in a row, because of the drastic need for substitute teachers. Mm-hmm. I taught everything from Latin, which was a great day for all of us, to, over juvie, being a teacher over there. But I'm not sure it's your teaching there at juvie. Maybe for there a long
direction.
Well, you know, if kids are in juvie, they have to go to school. Some of them there for a week, some of them there for a few days, some of them there for 4 or 5 months if you kill your mother. But it's not easy being a teacher. It's just not. But on the other hand, the collateral effects we have of shutting schools down.
Yeah.
You know, and not letting them play sports, any of that stuff. Choir, theater, band. I don't, you know.
Track is outside. Like,
I think they're letting them do cross country, as long as they. Yeah. You know,
it only started recently.
But it only started recently, and now the CIF said you could play club sports. Now, why is that a big thing? Well, club sports are the kids that play in soccer year round, mm-hmm. in a club, or they play it on. They play baseball, but you can't play football. I don't even know if there's basketball club sports. I think you can swim. I think swimming is one of the ones they're allowing, but. Just anyway, like so people are already angry about businesses being shut down, people losing their livelihoods, all this stuff. So a lot of the businesses here in town ignored it. They went to the, they cleaned up, they went to the 50%, but they didn't, when we hit purple, they just didn't shut down. And Sheriff McGrinney nor Chief Shuler didn't, I mean, they did not issue citations. And the border supervisors obviously agreed with this, and the city council did, because they didn't issue citations. Now, McGrinney acts pretty independently because he's a sheriff, and he should be able to do that. Anyway, so people are angry. People said things. And so we made nationwide news that, oh, they're going to call 10,000 people down here.
Well, I don't know if I have that many friends, but
well, you know what? There's not going to be a recall, because a recall, one, is really hard to do. And if you couldn't get Christian Schrader a couple of years ago, you're not gonna get 17,000 signatures. I think it's 17,000 signatures, or no, 17, I don't know, thousands of signatures for these people. Then it's expensive to do it on top of that.
Yeah. Well, I just think. Somebody needs to be out there asking them the hard questions. The media is not doing it. There's no media here that goes out and go, hey, you know, and that's, I think the frustration is you got to be an accredited person to ask a question to a supervisor or someone. And this is just, this is all backwards.
And now people are asking those questions. And
they should.
And there's anger, and there's these things where it's a, you know, threats and people, you know, giving out addresses of where people live. Now, that's wrong. I mean, that kind of stuff's wrong. And threats are absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there could be, like you said, I think there could be better optics on all of this.
They need to let us. Yeah. You need to be asking the hard questions, and they need to be answering
them. And you
them.
Can't hide behind this. You can say all you want. Well, the state's making us do this. Well, really? Yeah. You know, how much of this can... But then again, we go back, and, you know, some businesses never shut down a second.
Yeah. And there's some that opened up during COVID, you know.
And opened during COVID.
Yes.
And they're still open.
They're doing amazing just because they, you know.
And if you go there, we went to this one place, and it was, I mean, just fantastic. And I said, oh, how are we going to talk about you on the show, which we did. And what they asked us is, please don't say we're open for dining. No, just say it was really good food. And that's what we did. We didn't say, oh, yeah, they're open for dining because they have a bar. And they were so concerned about ABC coming in and them losing their license forever. So
Yeah, well, anyway, most of them
okay,
are.
Okay, so here are my questions to myself. Will there be a recall of county supervisors? No. Will there be a takeover of the county chambers? No. And will News Cafe ever stop predicting one? No. So, I love Donnie. And we have to take a break here. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Electric Utility. They have rebates available. If you're ever thinking about purchasing an electric car, they will offset, these rebates will offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, and it's a significant amount of money. So visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Carl Bott, Mike Huber, it's 39 degrees out there, 7:30 in the morning, here on the 16th of February. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yesterday, days before.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Mike Huber. Today, phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 37 degrees out there, sunny, and 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is my firearms dealer of choice. Great customer service. He's a super gunsmith, and I need things done on my firearms. I take them down to John, and you know, new triggers or revamping your semi-automatic firearms so that they are totally California legal. It doesn't make a difference in the amount of rounds you put down range or accuracy. It just is California compliant. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. He's open Tuesday through Saturday. Mike and I are here, and on the phone is one of my favorite people in the world, Kim Chamberlain. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Linda.
Linda's not here today. I got Mike Huber with me.
Mike Huber.
No, he does.
Always second fiddle to Linda.
That's right. No, he does sachet. You have got an announcement.
Yes, I do. I have a big announcement. It's regarding Korean War veterans. It's the Ministry of Patriot and Veterans Affairs in the Republic of Korea, which is South Korea. Once again, they appreciate and love for our Korean War veteran and try to protect their health. And they have sent more face masks to North State. And so tomorrow, which is February 17th and Wednesday, we are distributing to the Korean War veteran at Anderson VFW.
Okay.
It's a 12:30 through 3:30 p.m. And we have Consulate General Mr. Yoon Sang-soo and his counsel, and three people from San Francisco is bringing a massive amount of face masks.
Yeah,
and they already shipped the part of the face mask to my house. So all Korean War veterans welcome, and their spouse.
And their spouse, okay.
Yes,
and they sent, they gave thousands of them back in March, also March or April, I believe.
Last year, October through November.
Okay.
And we at the time, we didn't reach out to the outlying area, but this year we are trying to reach out to Weaverville and Bernie and Chico, Willows, Red Bluff, Corning, all the surrounding area, any veterans organization who has Korean War veterans.
Okay. And this, you know, this is not the first time the Republic of Korea have been up here. They've been up here to recognize officially our Korean War veterans, handed out the medals.
Ambassador Peace Medals.
Yeah. And Kim has been a resident of our community for, gosh, how long, Kim?
Well, it's going to be a 50 year next year.
How many years?
50 years.
50 years next
year. And I'm going to be a pioneer citizen.
Now, of course, you know, Kim is from South Korea. And was married to a Korean War veteran, and Kim was very instrumental, if not the reason we have Rees Across America, where we put the Rees on our the National Cemetery in Igo every Christmas. We put Rees out there in honor of our veterans. So we, you know, you've done that, and it's absolutely a beautiful thing, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
And I just wish the more Korean War veteran hear this message and come to, you know, they don't even have to get out of car. Just drive by the Anderson VFW, and we will bring out to them.
Okay.
And this mask is a four-layer. It's N94, well-made, and it's easy to wear, easy to breathe. and it's excellent. You could buy same mask at the Amazon for almost $5, $4.97.
Okay, these are the M94s. These are the kind that I think the nurses wear.
Not quite N95. It's right. A 95% blockage.
Okay. 95%, and that's good. And our Korean War veterans, of course, are
their living spouse.
Yeah, and their spouse, and they're getting up there a little bit in age. So
yes.
This is going to be tomorrow from 12:30 to?
And 3:30.
Till 3:30 at the Anderson BFW. Just drive by a Korean War veteran and spouse that they're going to give you a number of masks that you can wear. And help.
100 masks per veteran.
100 masks per veteran.
Yes, okay. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Coming that many masks to North State, because I give assessment how many we have living veteran round surrounding us to the San Francisco Korean Council, and so this is the result of it.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Kim, for everything you do. You've been there a long time, I know, because I've been down.
Thank you so much, Carl. And Mike Huber.
Yes, you have
thank
a great
you. Have a great day.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She is such a nice lady. And if you've ever had a chance to go over, of course, you know, pre-COVID, every year they would have a Korean dinner there where, you know, they would be part of the things coming in from the consulate of South Korea to recognize people up here. And it was, you know, it's beautiful. But then they'd have all the ladies would cook Korean food. Yeah, I can't tell you. I'm hooked on kimchi, but the rest of the stuff they have, oh my gosh, it's just bulgogi and all that is beautiful. Okay, have you been following what's happened in Texas with all the power being off in Texas? We have friends that live there, and their power's off, and 25% of the power in Texas comes from windmills.
Yeah, and they're frozen.
They're frozen. So the Texas Department of Electrical Resources says, don't use so much heat. Well, okay, well, that's easy to do since there's 4 million people or 4 million homes and businesses without power in Texas. Texas, which sits on one of the largest natural gas deposits, and oil deposits in the nation, and they're having an energy crisis because of the windmills froze.
Yeah, I didn't quite figure that one out.
Well, you know, you know what? And here's the thing about renewable energy: if the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, you've got to go to your backup. So, what's your backup? Well, your backups are either a huge amount of batteries banks, which of course are not environmentally friendly,
or nuclear.
Well, this is what I'd like to see.
Well, my son is in the hit of, and he is so excited about some of the new stuff that they're coming out with that, you know, potentially you could have a portable nuclear safe power plant. I mean, they're coming out with some crazy
stuff.
Well,
we've had portable safe nuclear power plants for over 50 years. They're called aircraft carriers.
Yep.
They're called nuclear submarines, mm-hmm. where people are locked in for 6 months under the surface of the ocean because they don't come up. They patrol for something like 6 months and they're locked inside with a nuclear reactor. Guess what? No casualties.
We have a pretty good case study. Yeah. We've been doing it for lots of time.
And if that can take care of an aircraft carrier, which has 5,000 people, so what you do is you could put a nuclear generating plant about the size of this city block out in...
Not even that, but yeah.
Yeah, probably not even as big as the city block, but which is contained, which could give power for all of Shasta County. Mm-hmm. And yet we're not going there because of this fear of nuclear. Instead, we're going to rely on unreliable sources as we move into 2030.
Yeah, and we've done how many executive orders in 20 days, and then none of them have done anything to help the economy. Just stop it.
Well, you know, the ending the Keystone Pipeline. And then from what I understand, I saw something yesterday. I haven't been able to check it out and see if it's true. But they also provided funding so that they could build a pipeline in one of the eastern countries. They could build a pipeline there. Now that's okay. That the you don't listen to experts that talk about, well, transporting oil by rail and truck is a lot more dangerous to the environment than pushing it through an oil pipeline. But that was, and all those jobs that went away with it. And here's my question, as John Kerry, who is the czar of this stuff, says, they picked the wrong way of making a living, and they said they can be retrained or they can get work in the solar and wind fields. Well, where do they apply for those jobs?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I know.
Where do they apply for the jobs? Those great jobs,
great union jobs
in the solar and wind farm occupations. They didn't say that part. Got to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at, well, I was going to go Estate Granite, but you're here from Estate Granite. We're going to talk about that when we get back. We're from our friends over at Orchard Nutrition, 100% certified organic produce, large grocery selection, vitamins and supplements. Mm-hmm. They used to do a free monthly health seminar, but because of COVID, they shut it down. But you have access to every one of those, from diets to different types of foods, all of these things, hundreds of these, at online at orchardnutrition.com, and just look up for past seminars. They've been doing this since 1982, and trust me, Joe Martino knows what he's doing down there. When we talk about nutritious food,
I get all my 100% herbs there.
Certified organic.
Good stuff.
I mean, it's like, I know you have a huge garden. At least you did in your last place.
And another one.
Same thing. But I tell you, it's like getting it from your home garden.
Yep.
Over at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks. Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Act of 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your balls. You've got to draw a hard line.
When the constable settles, we'll sing a victory tune. And we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
By the way, Carl, this coffee is amazing this morning. Have you tried it?
You know what? I hate you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Mike Hubert. Except Mike's leaving here in a minute. It's 7:51 in the morning, 37 degrees out there, and today is the 16th.
And it was super foggy in Palisadro today.
Yes, it was. Now, he's talking about coffee because I'm going in for my annual physical over at the VA, and, of course, they're taking blood this morning, so I can't eat anything or drink anything, and he's over here slurping down coffee, which is what I run on, and I'm drinking
water.
Mount Shasta spring water.
That tastes so good, doesn't it?
It's, you know what? It's just, anyway. Okay.
So if Carl's off a little bit, you might notice the caffeine lack.
Yeah, it's been a rough day. Hey, does the state granite deal in countertop material other than granite? That's one of the questions that we have from our chat room.
Yes, we deal in quartz. Quartz is the newest, hottest thing out there, the white marble-looking stuff. Hey, this beautiful countertop here, yes. And then a lot of the granites are brushed now, and a lot of the countertop materials are just really – quartzites are really, really popular right now.
Okay.
But I want to talk about, you know
– Well, I have one more question.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you do – you know, and we talk about it when we do our live reads is how you'll come into a house and, you know, people, you know, that live there in many cases just give you the keys to it while they, you know, if they have to go someplace and it's a good time to get their kitchen done. But what other kind of work do you do?
We do, because we're a granite and tile contractor, so we do showers. We, you know, have a tile guy that's all he does for me is just showers and floors. And so, but we try to do the whole package. So we'll come into a house and we'll do the countertops, the floor, the showers, the whole thing. So one shot. You know, whether it's a remodel, that might be different. It might be your kitchen. But, yeah, we've been doing most of them about 5 days. We come in on a Monday, tear out, and by Friday we're setting granite and cleaning up, and you're getting your plumber to hook it up. So, but my big push is, you know, I've been blessed during this whole thing because we were still essential and we worked. And we have our own social distancing because I have a 9,000 square foot shop that we only have two people most of the time there. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we're pretty much separated. But I think the business atmosphere in Reading and what has gone on and how this playing field keeps getting changed on people because of masks. I come from a different perspective on the masks. I think if you want to wear it, great. But a year ago, before COVID, you know, I had OSHA come through, and OSHA came through and looked at my shop, and everything was good, except for, you know, my one guy didn't have his mask certification. So, and that's the mask I showed you.
Now, a mask certification means that you have to go through a school?
No, you have to go to the doctor.
Go
they
to
have
the
to
doctor.
Check your lungs. Okay. They have to fit test the actual mask that you're going to be wearing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I gave them a paper mask and I said, hey, go wear this, that is a egregious violation. That is a $12,500 fine. If I didn't have the fit test, mm-hmm. the same thing. I got that same fine. Even though I gave him the mask, he knew how to wear it. He was doing everything properly.
The M95 mask.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I have a photo, and we'll put it on Facebook
but
today.
Because
this is very similar to what we wear in the military.
Yeah, and that works.
Yeah.
I'm just a common sense. I'm just a Joe, okay? I didn't go to much college. I did go to Shasta College. But it took me 4 years to not graduate, so I'm that kind of guy. I do things twice as hard because it takes me twice as long to learn things. But if you wear that mask and you just say you go into the restroom, if you can smell, it doesn't work. I put that other mask on, mm-hmm. I can't smell nothing. So,
like I said, it's very similar to what we wear in the military. For a long time in the military, we wore something that covered your entire face.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
A gas mask.
You know, it's a gas mask. But the filters were so hard to get out.
Yeah.
That you couldn't do it in 3 minutes, which is about how long you can hold your breath.
Oh, I could do
that.
The
new ones, yeah. But see, the ones now that they have in the military and the ones that you're wearing are common sense ones because every other nation in the world figured out if you just have one of those screw-off mm-hmm. Filters on the side, you pop that thing off and you put another one on, guess what?
Yeah. So,
and then you clear it.
For me personally, when I wear a paper mask, I can feel my lung going down. When I put on the N95,
yeah.
the actual one, I love that mask because I can do this and everything's fine because it's made for your breathing to breathe out.
I remember the one girl that mentioned that to me is that you showed up with that M95 mask and only gave her an M94 mask for the date. And she was a little concerned.
I'll give you my secondary helmet, too. Hey. But anyway, so my biggest thing is there's a lot of businesses in town, okay? We need to stop calling small businesses small. They're local. We have local businesses and we have corporate businesses. Which one do you want to support? Because our local businesses are the mom-and-pops. They're the ones that we need to go out and they've been here. And, you know, and even if they're not, but people just opened up restaurants recently. And I'm just like, man, you have more entrepreneurial spirit than I would have, you know?
Yeah, and if you wait for the right time,
mm-hmm.
it may never be a right time. May never be a right time.
No.
Kahuna's is opening up again.
Nice.
And, you know, I didn't think we'd ever see them again.
Because they're, again, their style of food, how they serve it, versus, you know, to go, you're not touching it.
And then Cleary's will never open up again.
I think we've seen
the last of Cleary's, which is too bad because it was one of the premier dining establishments.
I'm very much directly involved. You know? So I know. And I've seen these people, you know, get the rug pulled out from underneath them, all because of overplayed media on our little virus.
Yeah.
And to me, that's my personal opinion, that this thing's been so blown up that we all...
Well, I agree with being blown up, but I also have to point out that it is serious. I mean, you and I both have, you know, friends that have ended up in the hospital over this. Big, strong, healthy guys like us ended up in the hospital because of COVID, and there have been people died from COVID that are we can argue about the comorbidity and all that, but there's been people dying that didn't have those. Somebody was telling me, it was one of the military that just dropped the other day, and you know there was no background on it at all. So yes, it is there. However,
we
the vast majority of the people, the vast majority of the people will get COVID and walk away from it. And How many millions of people? Let me beat my old dead horse here. How many millions of people have had COVID, never knew they had it?
Yeah.
And we do not know that because we're not testing antibodies.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I had it.
Well, there's a lot of people.
January.
A lot of people. Linda's matron of honor at our wedding.
Yeah.
Pops positive for the antibodies, and she never knew she had it. So, which probably means her husband had it, too. Anyway, we have to run. Chuck Kinney's waiting to come in, and he brought in that special gift that he's going to be giving to someone, a veteran. But we're going to talk about that and a few other things. Another small businessman here in town that is rocking through this.
Local
businesses. We'll be right back after the news.
Townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. New low temperature records being set across the southern plains. Vicious winter storm continuing to spread snow and ice from southwest Texas through the Midwest, heading toward the northeast later in the week. In Texas, at least 4 million utility customers have no electricity.
Things will likely get worse before they get better. There's a high chance the power will be out for these folks until the weather gets better, which will not be for a couple of days.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo talking with KTRK-TV. Authorities say it's too dangerous to travel in many areas, among the record lows, minus 38 degrees, Hibbing, Minnesota. An overnight tornado in Brunswick County, coastal North Carolina, leaving 3 people dead, at least 10 others injured, significant property damage as well. Several twisters touched down in the south overnight. President Biden will be hitting the road this week, including a visit to Wisconsin this evening.
The president makes his first official domestic trip today. He's traveling to Milwaukee for a TV town hall to talk to Americans affected by the coronavirus. On Thursday, Mr. Biden is scheduled to visit a Pfizer vaccine facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan. These trips come as the president pitches his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and as White House staffers work with House committees on crafting details of the legislation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's defense of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has done nothing to silence his critics. In fact, it's bringing more criticism from both Republicans and Democrats, accusing Cuomo of shamelessly trying to blame others for his flawed policy that sent COVID-19 patients from hospitals back to nursing homes. On Wall Street, the Dow up 59 points, the NASDAQ ahead 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have 2 dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has 0 issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
It was a perilous journey, but he made it. From Seoul, South Korea, the BBC's Laura Bicker explains.
South Korean troops tracked the man for 3 hours as he made his way through the heavily fortified border area towards a military checkpoint on the east coast. Officials said he is thought to be from North Korea and may be seeking to defect. It's not yet known if he's a soldier or a civilian, or how he was able to cross such a restricted area littered with landmines and surrounded by barbed wire and military surveillance equipment. It is highly unusual for a defector to make their way across the DMZ.
Heavy snowfall blanketing the Acropolis and other ancient monuments in Athens, halting COVID-19 vaccinations in the Greek capital, as many services across the country brought to a standstill. The snow, an unusual sight in the city of more than 3 million people. News and analysis at townhall.com. The spending habits of one Virginia mayor, Nikia Walker, called into question.
The mayor of Charlottesville says she's under investigation after using her city-issued credit card to pay for gift cards doled out to people who spoke at city council meetings. Nikuya Walker said in online posts that the city's been investigating whether she misused funds by purchasing the gift cards and by making a donation to a nonprofit run by a person who spoke at a council meeting. The Daily Progress reports that city staff members have known about Walker's gift card purchases for at least 2 years. Walker says no one told her those purchases were not allowed. Keith Peters reporting.
The social network Parler, forced offline following the January attack on the U.S. Capitol, says it is now relaunching. The Twitter alternative has been struggling to return online since Amazon stripped it of web hosting service on January 11th. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today, as she is every Tuesday. And phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Or you can hop into our chat room right on our webpage at KCNR1460.com. Today the 16th, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. My guest host today, or co-host today, is Mike Huber from Estate Granite. Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Hello.
He's been my friend for a long time, and in fact, the table that is sitting in front of us that all the microphones are on and all the electrical equipment was made by Mike Huber at Estate Granite. It weighs 400 pounds, and a 100-pound woman can move this thing around because of some way you've made this, so it just moves, glides.
We just put those little dolly feet on the bottom, and it goes wherever you want.
It goes any place you want. But watching them bring it in from the truck has to be one of the happiest days of my life, watching Mike Huber. Watch every vein in his body pop to the surface while he's trying to get this thing in there.
I gathered my inner Hulk and just lifted it.
That was it. Hey, Ashley, what's the weather look like here for the rest of the week?
We are looking at a clear day today, but things will be getting a little more wet on Thursday and Friday with highs near only 51 and 59 degrees. But things are going to start looking very spring-like come this weekend and the beginning of next week with a high of 68 on Sunday and 75 on Monday.
Wow. Wow. And you know what I noticed this morning? When I walked outside, it snuck up on me, you know, because, you know, it sneaks up on you like this. It was light enough to see outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's 6:20 in the
morning.
Well, we do
have daylight saving time coming in about a month. So.
Okay. Well, it was...
That'll slide us back an hour.
Yeah, I walked out, I could see everything, and I'm going, oh, man, it just seems like yesterday I was walking out and it was dark, but not any longer. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. And it's owned by Chuck and Judy Kenny, who are stepping back from the business, I guess, a little bit. And, you know.
Well deserved.
Well deserved after establishing this. The reason I'm saying this is because Chuck Kenny is sitting across the table from us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you today.
Well, you know what, buddy? You have been one of those mainstays in our community, you and Judy, for decades. And you've done so many things for veterans and just for the community itself. And the the fact is a Vietnam veteran who was a helicopter pilot, Purple Heart recipient, and actually flew in the same troop as my cousin did. But Larry, or Rocket, as he was known over there, had been medevaced out of country by the time you'd gotten there. But what a small world it is, because we're still talking about him. So
I did meet him at a number of reunions,
that's right.
Actually.
That's right.
And so, yeah.
I wish he was, and then Jimmy died from He'd been wounded severely and lost. He didn't lose his leg then, but he had therapeutic amputation years later to remove his leg right below the knee because his leg had deteriorated so much at that point. So I found this since the global war on terror that there have been a number of course there's traumatic amputations when they're blown off you, but others that the limbs are injured enough that they just can't walk without pain, and this so they get a therapeutic amputation and with a prosthetic device. And one of the guests at our Marine Corps ball was a sergeant that had his leg taken off. Prosthetic leg, you know, he could run, and he could shoot, and he was a leader. Finished first in the academy.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Yeah, anyway. Good morning.
Good morning. I just figured out why it is you invite me here on Tuesday. That is your bride's day off, and so I get to come in and meet Mike, which is a pleasure also, Mike. But
another veteran? Yeah, we're a veteran-rich environment.
Yes, we are. That's right.
you know, Chuck, when I listen to your commercials, and you say, really, there's no difference in the gas.
That is true.
Everybody gets it out of the same big tank or something, I guess.
And it's the same chemical formula, essentially. Yeah. So whether it's made in Canada or in San Francisco, it's the same chemical formula, right?
Yeah, and so it comes down to customer service.
That's exactly right. Exactly. So what has happened most recently is a couple of our local-owned and family-operated businesses have been purchased, acquired by national companies. And so there are fewer and fewer of us local businesses, propane businesses, that are still locally owned. There's a couple of them that have been purchased by national companies.
I think I just saw that, and we'll talk about it during the break about it, see if I'm right about it, but... We were just, and it's funny.
Local versus corporate.
We're talking local versus corporate. And, you know, not to cast aspersions on anybody, because I really think the people there are, you know, really great people at the other stations. They're corporate owned, and they've been corporate owned for a long time. But, you know, and it nothing against the people working there. They're just outstanding people.
They're still local people. Exactly.
They are local people who do a lot for our community. But so many of these, and when we opened up the station, we were getting phone calls from all over the United States from people saying, congratulating us for a group of people, you know, for a couple that are opening up a radio station. You know, and, you know, back then it was unheard of, still is, that you just... You know, just starting something like that, like you did, and like Mike did. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I want to talk about the generation deal you were talking about earlier, but I couldn't get into you.
Okay.
Well, anyway, that dam they have up there at on the Klamath River that they're trying to take out, that is nothing better than hydroelectric. Then you have that river, as long as it's flowing, you're going to have electricity.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
And so that should be made a national emergency standby, that they have to keep that in there for the pure fact that when the other generators go down. And
Well, and isn't it interesting in California that hydroelectric plants and electricity they generate is not considered a renewable asset?
That is absolutely stupid on the people that are making those rules.
Well, you know why they make those rules? It's because the people...
Environmentalists.
Well, it's not just environmentalists, but if you do that... it doesn't give you the reason to bring in more and more wind farms and solar, because we could get a lot of, you know, we get a percentage of our electricity. We can't even count it as being a renewable asset right here in Redding. So, yeah, it's all,
yeah, you know,
somebody's been paid off.
The the other thing too is that all the wind farm fields are all froze up down Texas.
Yeah,
yeah, and that was the other thing too. Here it is, Texas is sitting on the largest natural gas and oil deposits probably in the United States, and yet they having blackouts because of the wind farms are frozen. I guess that could be a job for somebody from the Keystone Pipeline. They could go down to the, and this is not my idea, this came out of the chat room, have them go down and get hired on to chip ice off of the wind farms. I'm sure that that's a good union paying job that comes along. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey, one other thing for Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck, when things are going here and you're in this independently owned, are we going to be able to still get propane from you? Are they going to freeze you out so the natural people freeze you out and won't let you have any more propane?
Well, if Sacramento gets their way, they want to do away with all carbon-based fuels in the state of California by 2050. And they are moving in that direction with the electrification, which, as you guys have already been talking about the rolling blackouts here in California, they want to do away with carbon-based fuels, including our vehicles that run on gasoline, propane, which is one of the cleanest fuels going, and I have three different vehicles that two of them deliver gas, and one of them's a manager's truck that runs on propane. And back in the 70s, there was a huge push to convert vehicles that had come from the factory as gasoline, convert them to propane. There are over 40 different companies manufacturing propane carburation equipment in the United States, only two of which are authorized in the state of California because they have paid the $100,000 to get the to get it approved. And so their plan is to do away even with propane. I'm not sure how we're going to be heating our homes with these electric heat pumps when our wind generators or solar panels are covered up with snow and ice and whatnot. So that is their plan in Sacramento. And I will tell you that the industry in California, the Western Propane Gas Association, is fighting hard against that. The National Propane Gas Association is fighting it. Occasionally we can team up with natural gas and, you know, get on the same page. We, of course, compete with them. Natural gas is in comes in pipelines into your house here in Redding, but you go east of Airport Road out into Palo Cedro, and it's all propane. So,
well, it's a propane in a lot of different places around here. I've got friends that have a 4,000-gallon propane tank out where they have, so they, you know, and that's the only that's the only power they have.
I need to talk to them, by the way.
Anyway, I was kind of worried about, you know, wondering because, you know, in 2050, I wonder how it's going to take care of or operate my Tesla.
Well, okay, we're going to talk about something like that, too. Thanks a lot, Jim, for your phone call. Yeah, we got to run here. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, you're tired of mowing the grass and all those other things that happen. River Common Senior Living is a place for active seniors. You don't have to worry about do they have toilet paper. You always have toilet paper there. River Common Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. They're pet-friendly. You can have all the stuff you love around you, gourmet chef, activities director, even have transportation if you'd rather just, you know, hop, hop, hop back after these messages with Chuck Kinney and Mike Huber.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State,
because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Back to Free Fire Radio. You know what? The sun, because the sun is shifting, of course, as days go, I couldn't see Ashley's smiling face back there. I'm gonna have to start dropping the the curtains here pretty soon. We'll go back into the where we have to drop the curtain, and so we don't have our view of the world.
We're actually looking at installing cattle prods that are remote controlled, so I can zap you.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And
thank
get
you.
Your attention that way.
Well, you know, we got Pat Karch working here, and that could probably happen. That could probably happen because he's come in here in the last 3 weeks. He and Jim have come in here and just. It's amazing how many wires we had running from spot to spot that didn't need to be there. And the fact that the things they do, because they get together. And then, you know, it's kind of like watching, you know, two scientists, you know, they've got to look, you know, get their heads together. Then all of a sudden they kind of look up and they look into my office, and I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. So, anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Great place to get a haircut. The only place I've had a haircut since I've been here in Reading. It's man's last stronghold. As Linda says, you step in. There's so much testosterone in there, you step out and she has to shave her legs. So that's I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop, of course, in Cypress Square, right across from the old subway right there. Mike Huber is my co-host today, and we have Chuck Kenny, dragged him in here, so we have an all-veteran show here, which I love. Now, you have something that you want to give to somebody. So can you talk about it a little bit?
Absolutely. My little bride is always looking for things. I served in the 1st Cav. I flew scout helicopters for the 1st Squadron, 9th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division in Vietnam, 1970 and 71. So I did 5 years in the Army, got out, and didn't even talk about it for 20 years, and after I went back to Vietnam in 2009, it actually opened my eyes and my heart, and I began to actually come out of a shell that I was in. And so anyway, I now actually tell people, yeah, I was in the Army and I served in the 1st Cav. So she has probably bought me maybe 6 or 8 different 1st Cav sweatshirts. And so she's always looking for something that has a 1st Cav logo on it. So she bought this beautiful quilt. It's more than a blanket. This thing's
it's absolutely beautiful.
And it's got all kinds of 1st Cav stuff on it. And as soon as I got it, I opened it up and was looking at it. And there is a Afghanistan logo on it. So the 1st Cav was in Afghanistan in 2011. So I am looking for a 1st Cav veteran that served in Afghanistan because I have a beautiful quilt that I want to give to you. We're going to have a picture of it here. Take a picture of it here at the radio station. I'm not
sure. Put it on Facebook. We're going to put it on Facebook. And but and you're going to give this to somebody that served there.
I want to give it, the wife and I want to give it to someone who actually served in Afghanistan with the 1st Cavalry Division. So I'm hoping someone in the Shasta County, I can find some of those. I actually did meet one 1st Cav trooper. We're always called troopers. Mm-hmm. I met one 1st Cav trooper that served in Iraq. But this blanket is for those who served in Afghanistan.
It is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful quilt. And we're going to put it on Facebook today on our Free Fire Radio's site so people can take a look at it. So if you know of anybody that served with 1st Air Cav in Afghanistan, Chuck's just going to give this to them, award this to them, I guess, and
whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And again, like I said, when you see it on Facebook today, it's just beautiful. I'm going to have Chuck and Mike hold it up so we can take a look at it. Quilts are really interesting. Quilts can be. I remember quilts when I was a child that my grandparents had. And they weighed we talk about heavy blankets today. People buy, Linda's got one, the heavy blankets, 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And she loves sleeping under it and this. And those quilts were like that. I mean, you get into, I don't know, have you ever, I'm sure you have, but have you ever been in a, the old feather mattresses, feather tick mattresses that, you
kind
get
of
into
wrap
it.
Around you.
Yeah,
yeah,
you kind of sink into it. Then they throw a quilt on you out there on the farm to keep you warm. And it was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, that looks amazing. The quality in that. That's not a normal quilt you look at it.
No.
It's a pretty cool material.
What I did was I found a lady that made quilts. And I took all of my old motorcycle. It's like being, like they are, all the t-shirts and sweatshirts you have. And I had all these t-shirts and this lady made a quilt out of all these t-shirts and from different countries. And, I had Harley on it or, Camp Fallujah or, some other place I was at there and around the world. And she made a quilt and it's in the cedar chest right now, but I'm thinking about giving it to, my grandkids. So they can put it on their bed if they want to or not. But don't tell me you auctioned it off. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
But it's a keepsake that is, it'll mean a lot to you.
Yeah.
So from Afghanistan and the 1st Air Cav. And we must throw this out is that Chuck and my cousin flew not only in the same squadron, but in the same troop, which is would be like a – it's a smaller unit of the squadron.
It'd be like a company level, 250 men.
Okay.
Supposedly, we were always short of help, but
right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So think about this: if you know any veterans, younger veterans, or they could be even older veterans that served with the 1st Air Cav in in Afghanistan, they've got themselves a great quote. And I'm sure Pat's over there. He's listening right now, and he probably knows somebody already because he knows everybody in town.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located, street from Shasta.
Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members.
Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and lists. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with
Because freedom don't come free. I'm an American.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. I'm just kidding. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We're talking local today, and local is Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors, and they keep our businesses going during all through this thing. It takes over the big Raley Shopping Center, area there, and now they become something else. I guess I could say in the new.
Just call it the Cornerstone.
The Cornerstone. Cornerstone works in appointments only now because the business has gotten to be, you can kind of pick and choose areas.
Yes.
It's kind of, you got your niche in there. But you do everything. You do not just countertops and kitchens. You do bathrooms and anything.
Bathrooms, showers. We're doing a full stop. A lot of repeat business, a lot of referral business. I don't need to, get out there and I kind of pick and choose the kind of projects we want to do. So, because I'm like everyone else. I want to be done right and clean, and the inexperience of me, I'll admit.
But if he sounds quieter in his own head, that's...
Somebody said you can make Rayleigh's into the Bass Pro Shop.
Ooh,
it's not
that
big
would be nice.
Yeah, it's not big enough. I think it's 05, 4567. And just be able to show us that you were in Afghanistan. because as we were talking to Pat, and he says, oh, he's got a, he knows somebody, but he was in, by the year, was it 2050,
they have proposed to be totally out of any kind of carbon-based fuel or energy in California, including internal combustion engines in your car, so it's Sacramento's efforts to supposedly stave off global warming or whatever.
It's 30 years from now. That it's, if you've got something that is viable, that works 100% of the time, like, and how much energy can you store for a million people? I mean, just, you know, outside. And the other thing, too, is the idea, you know, taking off of, you know, the solar and the wind, if you want us to be driving electric cars. And nuclear power, which seems to me to be a very viable source of energy.
Absolutely.
And they're to stop making movies about things like Three Mile Island or Chernobyl, where Three Mile Island was, they did have a breakdown, down. What do you see?
There is always this effort to do consolidation. In the business world, it's called mergers and acquisitions that they have. Mm-hmm. And so that has always been the case, much more so in the 24 years we've been in business, to where that there are fewer and fewer neck. And the other things environmentally, just like with my tank refurbishing business, we have to account for every gallon of paint, please, volatile organic compound.
Here on my, behind it, it looks bigger. Yeah. So, I mean,
don't give away all the
don't
secrets.
Don't give away all the secrets, sir. Okay.
hunting secrets.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. They've got grab bags of cigars, any type of tobacco that you would like to see or use, all the accessories from lighters and major cigarette brands.
The Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise, do whatever is needed. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Real people.
Cars, what's it going to cost to fill up your, or recharge, I guess would be a better choice of words, your batteries on your vehicles there? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah. The gas tax is going to go down, and it's going to go down quickly. And when they do that, they've got to find a way to get that money. And so what they're going to do is it's going to charge you by picking up kids. Rather than going to charge them by the mile. So, just my opinion.
Well, electric is definitely, you know, it is a resource, or at least the cars that I've seen, they are amazing.
Now, they are.
They're again, the technology is in all here. That what are we going to do when we recycle? It's a speedway. We have a regressions and prove your want to a certain extent. It has to be safe. Has to have a helmet. You have to be checked out, safety checked. We are COVID compliant. We are doing as much as we can. For everything, and we're following a lot of the rules from the other people,
so
but we want to race, so we, you know.
And these 100 mile per hour speeds going
might
down,
see
down there.
30, 40, and then, you know, and this is in a controlled environment.
But you can then go down and kind of like, I've offered to bring down my F-150. And I said, I want there to be a, you know, because they give out
a big parking lot. It's, so you can go online to right here, Trinity Touring Club. Look on there. You actually have to register with a computer, so we do everything online now to sign up. It's either a morning session or afternoon. It's 30